Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Thank you, Kendall. Thank you. Shout out to my man, Kendall. He said, yep, I done it.
What?
He tried a dog bone when he was younger.
You're disgusting.
No, he just had a little piece. No. What, Jess?
You're sick.
No.
Yes.
No, Jess, everyone in their 30s, 40s, 50s.
Well, maybe everyone.
When they were younger, everybody knows that everybody
like you,
has tried like a little piece of a little doggy bone. You know, it tastes like a cookie. You just tried it. It's just like a little tiny little crumb you tried.
Okay. Well,
as it either a dare or, you know, like you just did it, just, you know, being a kid.
Okay.
Come on. You're not like.
Okay. You're not going to convince me today.
It just tastes like a cookie. It's nothing.
Good. I'm glad you know what it tastes like. I'm glad you know.
All right. Let me ask you this. These are just dumb little things that you've done as a kid.
All right.
Have you ever, like, done the 5-second rule?
I'm sure I have.
No, like, not like I'm sure I have. Like, yes. Yes, you've done it.
Yes, in life.
So when you drop,
as a kid.
So you drop something on the floor and you picked it up and you ate it.
Yeah.
And in like some, when you're not at home, when you're somewhere.
Oh, no.
Never?
No. No. At my home, yes.
Have you ever, like.
But I'm.
Have you ever gone outside? Let me ask you that. Have you ever done anything?
I'm different. I'm very picky. I am. And I'm very, like, I don't like germy type stuff. Like, if I drop something on this floor, I would not eat it. Like, it's just done.
Not today. But I mean, like, you know, like, I don't know. When you were a kid, I mean, you drop stuff, at, you know. No. Mm-mm. Have
at
you ever
my own house,
have you ever come out of the bubble? I mean, ever.
Why is that crazy to you?
Because everything that, like...
You would drop something here and eat off the floor somewhere beside your own house?
Well, about 30 seconds ago, I said I wouldn't do it here. You could don't change
okay,
it. I'm talking
where
about...
Where would
it,
you do it? At home?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably today
I would.
Would
do it at home.
Today?
Yes.
Okay. What about, like, all right, let's
not
see.
Not in public. That's disgusting. It makes me, like, no. You even get mad and get all in your feelings when I leave food out for a certain amount of time and I don't pack it up. Like, I'm like, no, that's been out too long, and I throw it away.
Yeah, because it's
and
a waste.
You're like, no, that's a waste. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Oh, boy.
I don't. Especially.
You guys see what I deal with?
Like lunch meat or subs or something, if they've been out too long.
What do you mean? What's too long?
Mayo. I just don't
What's too
like
long?
It. I'll give it a 3-hour limit.
I mean, if nobody's going to eat it.
I don't know if anybody's going to eat it or not. I'm not.
But you would put it in the fridge.
No, I throw it away. Yes.
Okay, 3 hours. Okay, like, fine.
I know that
I
we've talked
know.
About it before.
No, 3 hours.
Like, let's say, like, during a football game, it's out on the counter.
What? What's out on the counter?
The subs or whatever
subs?
Food we got.
No, it's food, different food, different things.
Yeah, I'm saying for me.
But it depends on the food.
Okay, for you.
It depends on what kind of food.
I won't eat certain things that have been sitting out. Subs, sometimes the cheesesteak, the meat's like sitting too long for me.
Yeah, if it looks funny or if it's
no,
like
I don't,
not good.
I don't like it.
I wouldn't eat it either. If it
but
looks
you're
funny.
Saying like, okay, from the start of the game to the end of the game, oh, time to clean up and just put it in for leftovers.
Yeah.
I usually don't.
If it's a good, like, brand new and nobody's...
It just depends. I'm looking at it and I'm like, mm-mm, just, I don't even want to risk it.
So when you go home tonight, like, your clothes, you just throw them out and you just don't, you just get new.
Yeah. But everything I have on...
Yeah.
And it's just not me.
I mean, you normally wear the same thing every day, so
everyone,
that's why I was trying to figure out.
No,
there's no
have,
way you do that.
No. Everything that I have on will go, like, in the laundry. Like, we do a load of laundry every single day, constant.
Well, we try not to do it every day, but I mean, every day. Like we do.
It's constant. Even the shoes.
Well, you also have kids, Crocs, and stuff.
Flip flops. Like literally everything that Grayson has on his body will go right in.
Well, I think normally
24/7, like that thing is always going.
I mean, okay, that's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, you're doing laundry every day. Like, you put everything in there all the time. Like, yeah, we do.
You gotta like. Do you ever like enjoy life? Let me ask you that.
We do.
Do you ever like try anything new? Just... Do you ever take any risks? Try anything new or enjoy life? Let me ask you that. Because this is not just about cleaning your clothes or putting food away. This is about like.
Oh my gosh. Eating, no, you're asking me eating dog bones. How long does it take for you to eat your leftovers before you throw it away?
Do you do the 5 second rule?
Do you do the 5 second rule? Where would you eat? Okay, the 5 second rule. Well, where? Where would you eat it from?
Yeah.
Oh, only your own house?
Have you ever, I don't know. I mean,
sick. It's disgusting.
And I look. I praise you for this. So I'm not like getting on your case about this.
Oh, I'm just, I don't have a cavity. I have all my teeth. I've never had a filling. What else do you want to know?
You don't drink. You don't smoke. You don't. And
I've never smoked a cigarette before.
I'm praising you for that. I'm not like giving you a hard time for that. But that's just another thing that I'm like adding to this list.
That annoys him.
Yes. You've never had a cavity. I'm praising you for that. But that's just another thing.
That gets on your nerves.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I don't gain weight when I eat.
No.
One of my friends says, like, you really bother me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I have a friend that tells me all the time, like, you get on my nerves.
Yeah. You do.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Like, but again, that's all good stuff.
Gosh,
you know, I mean, people aspire to not have it. They want to be like that where they don't have a cavity. They want to be like that where, you know, certain. I mean, I love drinking. I'm not going to say I don't, but I'm just saying like people want to be on that, you know, but it's like. You know, have you ever lived? Have you ever gone through like? No, I know you've gone through stuff. I already know. No,
I think because I have gone through other things.
You've gone through other things. Or, I will say that because like, I know you.
You know, just like family things or whatever it may be. Then maybe that like completely turned me off on certain things. So I'm just like, no, just
because you see, out of my life. Because you see. But you can do some of them things and like handle it, and other people can't.
Yes, and that's fine.
Yeah. No, for real. Like I know that I like sound like I'm getting on Jessica.
Bill just wants me to eat a dog bone, eat food off the floor in public.
Well, no, because I've seen you drunk at our
off of champagne
at our holiday
party. Well, Bill says drunk, but. I'm such a lush.
Yeah, we had to call her the dart bus. No, I'm playing. Oh,
that's funny.
No, really, in all actuality,
oh my gosh.
I joke, but Jessica is a good person.
But I have tried before, like, younger.
Please tell me what you tried.
No,
please.
No. I've asked, like, my friends or even, like, people that I've been with. They smoked. Like cigarettes. And I was like, oh, just can I try it? Just let me see like what it's like. Just teach me how to like do it. And every single person, I could probably ask someone right now at this age and they will not teach me.
Hmm. What, how to smoke?
Yeah.
They don't want that because they don't want you to do it.
I know, but one time to try it.
So now.
Hello, let me live.
Yes. Okay, let's do it. Yes.
Just show me. I have no clue. I would not know.
Yeah, but you don't want to. Do you really want to?
No, I don't want.
You don't want to do
I don't
that.
Want to do it like as a habit.
No, but you just want
to
try?
I don't even know how to do it. Is that like. I don't
Is that
know.
Like what? Yes, it is like.
Is that like crazy?
Yes.
That I don't know how to do it?
How about. All right, I got an idea. How about I can get you some gummies? And you just take a gummy.
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about that one.
How about not with THC?
Oh, I might do that.
The CBD.
Yeah, I might do that.
I don't know.
I'm not afraid of those. I don't even.
No, I'll be honest with you. it right now at 43, and you know what I've seen, and you know, same thing, just like you.
Yeah,
I don't like the THC. Mm-hmm. I don't. Well, I'm sorry. I don't.
Everybody has with like the THC one.
I don't smoke. Always been a crazy story. I don't like it. I just don't. I, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be like, oh yeah, you know, no, I don't. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. I've come to a point where I don't like it. But the CBD.
She was paranoid. She said George Washington came out of the van in front of her. like all these stories.
I'm not against, like, I don't, like, if that's what you want to do, you know, somebody who wants to do that's on them, that's fine. I'm just not into it. And as far as the CBD, you know, I actually don't mind the CBD. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's not going to get you intoxicated.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's not going to like that. I mean, CBD is some good stuff. Oh, you know, okay. Yeah. So it'll make you feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, I don't think I would be like nervous to try that one.
Yeah.
So. But the THC, the stories that I've heard, mm-hmm. I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Okay. You know, some guys that I know, some sports guys up in D.C., they do a show every year on the radio every around the holidays. I think we've talked about this before, where it's their holiday show, and they do it all via Zoom because, yeah. You know, a lot of big shows do that now. Sometimes if they got a broadcast from home or whatever, but they drink the whole show, and they do it from 6 to 10 a.m. Okay. in the morning.
Let's do that.
You know, so
let's Zoom from home.
Oh yeah, but then you drink.
Yeah, okay.
You like start I'll drinking
have, like the coquito and stuff.
You can have whatever you want, but it has to have alcohol. In
okay,
it.
That's fine. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So would you do that?
I think that'll be fun.
Really, we need to work on that for the holidays.
I think that would be fun.
And they do it, and they get sponsors for it. I mean, they get the police involved. I don't know if they do like a breathalyzer thing, and it's all to show people, like, you know, not to drink and drive, and you know, and different
how many
things
drinks it takes to correct. Get to a certain point type
yes
thing.
Okay. But they do continue to go unless somebody taps out or unless they don't want right to, and they're not like doing shots, they're just drinking,
yeah, just sipping and stuff,
yeah, like yeah. Yeah, but you don't sip one drink for 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. All right, so I have to really partake, which I can.
Okay.
I can do like champagne. I can do coquito.
So you'll do it the whole show
or
one day?
Like a
holiday.
Malibu
maybe.
Bay Breeze.
Oh, yeah. Malibu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can do that.
All right.
You know,
we need to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll Zoom from home?
I don't know. Either or maybe do it and then we make sure we get a ride home.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I'm going to live a little.
Maybe we can get a sponsor or something like that and go somewhere and, you know, do it somewhere and whatever.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then, you know, again, you know, you have someone there or an officer or, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And then you get a ride home.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about that is by like 10 a.m., you're obviously like done for the day.
Yeah.
And it's like,
no more work's getting done.
But even then, like, you want to go home and just like got to sleep it off at 10 a.m. Like the whole day. Like, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how much I'm into that, but I think I would do
How much are you drinking?
I would do it just to see you. Well, it's 4 hours of drinking.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. I'd be done.
You're at least having.
I would be done.
You're at least having. I mean, even if it's just beer. I mean, you're at least having, what, 2 beers an hour? You know, I mean.
2 an hour.
For a whole hour.
Be 2, 4, 6, 8 beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be done.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens. You know, you don't have one beer and you sip on a little beer for a whole hour. Yeah,
I know, but I'm a lightweight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to live a little.
I don't even know if I could even do 8.
Well.
There's no way.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. Probably not. But at least it's something we're talking about. If you don't want to, I'm not going
to
push it.
No, not that I don't want to. I just don't know if I can physically do
it. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
One day, maybe Jess will get a cavity.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Hey, shout out to Amanda Ely from Selbyville, Scott Workman of Millsboro, Heather Huntington of Milford, and Javon Williams of Willards. You guys are all qualified in our Stay Cool Win Big HVAC giveaway brought to you by Service Today and, of course, us. You can qualify up to once a day. Contest ends on May 30th. We're going to give away that Train System coming up on the 30th at noon, up to $20,000. We'll call you live on our social media from the Seaford Service Today location. You got to answer. If you do, you claim that grand prize. The Train System not compatible with mobile homes, but when you claim that prize, it's all yours. Mm-hmm. If you don't answer, then we go on to the next.
Yep.
All right. It is 6:56. We got to do a quick celebrity buzz. So let's do this right here.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, what you got?
Cassie yesterday testified in court.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this.
She talked about the violence, this. The freak-offs. I mean, the trial has just been unbelievable. She will be back on the stand again today. So this is what we know so far. Cassie, Diddy's ex-girlfriend, took the stand as the government star witness. She detailed explicit events that she said would happen in the freak-offs and that Diddy requested her to participate in those. Diddy faces 5 criminal counts, 1 count of racketeering conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, and 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He has denied all the allegations against him. The prosecution and defense delivered their opening statements yesterday. And like I said, today she will be there as well. They used his fame and power. They're saying that he used this to run this criminal enterprise. It did facilitate freak-offs and drug-fueled orgies involving paid sex workers. The defense admitted that Diddy was jealous and occasionally violent, but insisted that all these alleged victims participated willingly in his sex life. The jury was shown security video showing Diddy assaulting Cassie in a Los Angeles hotel back in 2016. Cassie was asked in court how many times did he throw her like that. She said too many to count, she said. And she'll be there again this morning.
All right, so we heard about the one story yesterday. We talked about it on day one that we heard, you know, that there was a escort that would urinate in her mouth. And we heard 2 different conflicting things that Cassie would pay is what the guy testified. Cassie wanted it done.
Yep.
But then we also heard that, no, Diddy paid him to do it. So that was the first thing. And then shout out to KP and Cash that we were going back and forth last night just about some of this testify, some of these statements in court. And I don't know what the source is for this. I mean, obviously, you know, it was from one of the credible sources, but it says Cassie testified that she did not want to continue to have sex when she wanted to vomit. That made her feel, apparently whatever she took made her feel drunk and tipsy. The cocaine made her heart race, and the mushrooms, I don't know if I can repeat that, but made things happen, like want more. Okay, so she was asked what would happen after. I'm trying to
you
see
have
it.
To be careful I'm trying with the to wording, edit this. I know.
Yeah, so apparently the escort would finish on her. And that Diddy would be in the other room and she would go and...
I didn't hear this part.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And she would go in there and, like, hug on him. Let me just put it that way.
Oh, okay.
That's very minor compared to what the detail is.
Oh. Now there was.
Can you imagine having the kids in there when she's saying this?
Well, the kids.
Diddy's kids while she's saying this.
I read another story that his daughters did leave the courtroom during some of this testimony.
I bet they did.
So Cassie's husband was there and apparently removed himself from the courtroom as well. Yeah.
This is wild, y'all.
And there was another story that I read. Again, I don't remember the source, but it said that when these acts were all taking place, and the reason why she felt like she was continuing to participate is because, like, psychologically, like, this is the person you're with. So, like, you love who you're with, right? Mm-hmm. And in order for him not to go do those things with anyone else, she thought she had to do it. So he went and go get another woman to do it.
Yeah.
So you feel like, well, it has to be me or else he's going to go find somebody else to do those acts with.
Which, honestly, at the end of the day, probably would, because it's Diddy. Mm-hmm. But then she'd also probably, I mean, obviously the abuse and all that.
Yep.
I don't know.
But so much is coming out and it's so detailed. It's crazy.
Mm. Jaguar right, front and center.
That's what you said.
Yeah, how about that?
Front and center.
Jaguar right, front and center at this trial.
Any videos?
Just of her coming in and out of the courtroom. Mm. And she did stop and did a couple interviews. Just saying, she hopes that stuff comes out. She's there.
She's waiting. What?
You thought Jaguar right still wasn't around. She's there. Mm. Crazy, y'all.
Wow.
7:03, it's a Bill and Jessica show. Right after 7 o'clock, we have Michael Townsend. He lived in a mall for 4 years unnoticed. Got a brand new documentary. It's called Secret Mall Apartment. We'll talk with him coming up. We'll try to fit some sports in, too. Are you ready?